This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And we have a special guest with us this week, Berkeley Neblett, who is one of our program coordinators at Mitchell County Safe Place. And we welcome you to the program.
Yeah, Berkeley, you are the Teen Dating Violence Prevention Coordinator for Mitchell County Safe Place. And that's wonderful because you actually help young people address these issues and maybe prevent anything bad from happening.
Right. That's the idea, is to help teens think about healthy relationships and how to avoid finding themselves in a domestic violence situation later on in their lives.
And the reason we're doing this is we're in the month of April, and April is Sexual Violence Awareness Month. And we have, in October, we have Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and this is where all the agencies get together all over the country and try to bring some awareness to the public about these issues. And this month, we're addressing sexual assault. And I might say that, you know, this is... In Yancey County and Mitchell County, we have a multi-purpose agency. We serve many different programs, one of which is domestic violence. Everybody is kind of associates that with us, but a lesser-known but certainly an important aspect is of our programs is sexual assault, and we deal with women who have been sexually assaulted, and that's kind of why we're doing this in the month of April. And... one of the things that we have observed, for example, is that almost all domestic violence victims, when they come in and we get to know them a little bit, we find out that they've somewhere in their background, maybe not immediately, but somewhere in their background, they've been sexually assaulted. Have you noticed that too?
It's true. They've been sexually assaulted as a child, or they've been sexually assaulted, raped as an adult victim. And what we know is 90% of victims of sexual assault are women.
Some people might ask, you know, how is it that, you know, a man can be raped? Well, there's really two ways. One is having sex with someone who is a minor. That's a no-no.
Right. And we don't think about women being pedophiles and perpetrating sexual abuse on children, but women do. And then adult men perpetrate sexual violence on children, and including boys. And then males can be victims of sexual assault. A male can sexually assault another male. Technically, a female can sexually assault a male. So anybody can be a victim of sexual assault, but we do know that 90% of victims are women.
And so that's what we're going to address most of our discussions today to women as the victims, and but realize that men can be also victims in this process. Now, I suppose one would think that sexual assault occurs on a dark alley somewhere with a stranger that you don't know. Is that true, Berkeley?
No, actually 73% of sexual assaults are committed by someone known to the victim. So it's usually somebody you know, somebody who's been planning on perpetrating something. And these are often happen in a place that is known to the victim as well. So it's both committed by someone you know and in a place that you are familiar with.
We've had cases, too, where women have been drugged at parties, you know, where there's alcohol and festivities going on, and someone will slip something into a drink. And it leaves a woman really with no memory of what's happened.
Exactly. And we warn young people and older people, too, about this. And people want to think, well, that doesn't happen in these mountains. Well, we've interviewed plenty of people, and yes, it does happen in the mountains. The date rape drugs are here. And if someone's not used to drinking alcohol, you can very quickly cause someone to be so intoxicated that she will do things really against her will. So it definitely happens here. And if you want to know more about that, please call one of our agencies.
Right. We'll give you some phone numbers. In Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place. Our number is 765-4044. That's our 24-hour hotline.
And in Yancey County, it's 682-0056.
And you're welcome to call us 24 hours a day to discuss this or any other issues of domestic violence or sexual assault that may be troubling you. And we want to thank everyone for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.